what Soprana does is return on investment in HR. R is recruitment, O stands for outsourcing, and I is intellectual services, the training. So it is in every country very different what we do and what we can provide, but every single time it's not some standard that you can go online and buy some course. No, it's every time prepared for this company because you need to do the research. Hello.
She started. Okay, now we start directly in English. Third episode with Diana Soprana from Soprana Personnel International, HR, recruitment, and all what is surrounding creating teams, finding the right persons for the right job to have the best performance. And if you know her a little bit more, what's her development in her career, take a look on the last episodes. Let us take a look in the future. Yeah, human resources. How you can help in the current, I would say so, not clear, planable situations to get maybe in teams or to management a little bit more safetiness. They said, okay, relax, relax, breath in, breath out. Last episode, you say something methodic, how you can focus yourself, how you can help, how can Soprana help, how can Diana help exactly in such times?
Well, I would say that first of all, it needs clear definition. What is the actual goal of the position where the person or people, the team is supposed to be working at? What are the expectations? And also if it is possible to put it remotely, because my other company, Nord Baltic Solutions, we are working with remote teams that can be very useful for companies working in IT, you know, traveling industries where it's international setting. And in some cases, it can cover the lack of talents. In some cases, it can be because it's cost effective. So companies have many reasons why they do it. And it's getting more and more popular. People are trying and it's not so scary like it was 20 years ago. I remember myself when somebody was saying, can I work from home? And my colleague was like, what? You know, this person will not be working. Like, it's like, as if someone who would be saying that, can I work from home? It's like, this person is lazy. It meant that, you know, this person is lazy. But now we know that we can do exactly the same job when we are at home, working at home and in the office. On the other hand, for me personally, this is why I'm in the office, because I feel more productive here. But this is about me, you know. So again, it depends on the company's needs, the plan, the goal, and the process. Processes are extremely important to be well put so that we don't have such situations when somebody's saying, oh, you know, we hired such a good salesperson, but the salesperson is not performing. But did you speak about the expectations in the job interview with this person? Did you sign some agreement that what are your expectations, the number of cold calls made, the length or duration of the or quality of the calls, the result of signed contracts or what, you know? So oftentimes it's a disappointment for both sides. But if you have very well put processes and they know what is expected, you know what are the results, and you communicate that clearly, then it can work very well. This is what I write in the book that I will publish.
Very good, very good. We put all in the show notes. Of course, you sail it when it's
yeah
good. Okay. In this case, my recommendation in every time, buy minimum two, because one for yourself and one you can give maybe to a company. Where you see, oh, When do people come out of the company, or when you call them and you see them on the home office, there the smile is in the other direction, Marco, then it's a good sign. When do people also be a little bit sad of their job and they repeat it and repeat it, because that is the sign, right? What a management, what a leader have to hear, to see, maybe without using some words, but it is well, how you can perform at your team. So that is what I also saw by Soprana Personnel. You do it with your clients and so on, but you also help to get better performances in the teams, right? How we can imagine it? How it starts, for example, because all your experience over 15 years, 20 years, yeah,
Years
almost 20 years, you put
compared
it
with
exactly in this book, but you're also bookable for, you don't like the word, I know, training, but you support them. Let us say support, right?
I support by providing the training for leaders, for the managers, where whatever the company, whenever we define what is the need, for example, if it is building organizational culture, that remote culture when in organization. What I was doing in, for example, in Denmark, or also preparing training for the top managers in the company about the tendencies, how to prepare, and what is motivating different generations. And so there are a lot of topics that every company has interest for. And a lot of things, start from when you find the people, but before finding the people, you need to prepare for that. You need to define the role, you need to define the expectations, all the process that you're working with. And then, like we say, what Soprana does is return on investment in HR. R is recruitment, O stands for outsourcing, and I is intellectual services, the training. So it is in every country very different what we do and what we can provide, but every single time it's not some standard that you can go online and buy some course. No, it's every time prepared for this company because you need to do the research. Like we are researching the team members that we will be training. What are the actual problems? Where is the pain point? What we need to focus on, and so on and so on. What we need to work on. So every time it's individual, and I love challenging and different difficult situations when our clients are saying, "Oh, we have been, for example, working with some other company, and they could not find this person for us. Give me that." And just like one client used to say that, whenever you have a problem, Diana has 100 solutions for it. So I like when it's difficult, not easy. So it is more challenging, it's more exciting, it's more, where you can put more impact.
So I remind me on one story where you invited me by one of your client in Norway, a very traditional family-owned hotel, and I think there was only some problems in communication and understanding when you have the very wisdom old owner, yeah, in respect in this moment, of course. Then you have the son, and then you have the management, and then what is the need? What is the interpretation? What is the framing where people can do their best job in this moment? Or otherwise is when maybe in the middle management said, "Oh, this is not your job," but the owner said, "Hey, of course, that is why you are the first one are here." So making transparency, yes, and this is what I see. It is more difficult when you, as the owner, the manager, or this leading person, put it on the table. Instead, it comes somebody from outside and said, "Hey, Describe me, what is the situation and why you do so? Yeah? So there's messiahs in their own village. It's sometimes also often not the best version. So that means not only for recruiting, defining, and this intelligence services means, okay, you feel, for example, okay, we don't develop our full potential, right? And then you can jump in with you, or that they can jump in, and you deliver the right methodic and say, okay, it's very simple. It works. Tschüssikowski, till the next time, right? Good. Because that is, yes, we work together some years, we know much years, and you are, in my opinion, the role model for HR companies, because I see it also in our network. We have HR companies or recruitment agencies, and when you speak with the owner or with the CEO, I think it is more this relevant to the image, a little bit, especially in Germany, low price workers and all the stuff and so on. And one question, do you also can imagine coaching other HR companies? It's only a question.
Sebastian.
It's a question.
Oh, thank you for the compliment. I think I can, and I have done that. I have also helped someone open their own recruitment company. So it seems like sometimes, you might be looking at other people as if they are competitors. But in reality, you can help each other by building business or sharing knowledge and working on that. So I have already done that, and I could mentor other companies or individuals who want to grow from one person recruitment into a company, So it depends. But
Okay.
my
So that
answer
is the shout
was
out. If you know some worker, some employee who is not satisfied with the HR company where he or she is implemented, or otherwise there is a team and there's some straggling between management and the workers, for example, or minimum you can ask Diana, write her over LinkedIn at the first, or is the first door where you can reach, or what is the best way to reach you?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, cool. If you know somebody in the hospitality, that is your strengths, yeah, especially in the north countries. And so, and what is good for the north can also be good in the middle of Europe, right? In German, especially, because I see it. At the moment, when I'm in a hotel or whatever, we see much more Asian people, younger people, and they are so respectful and they are so friendly. Some years ago, you have the typical German that is more like a cliche wooden human. Yeah, so bop, 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 bop. So very strict, and I don't know why where it comes from, because is this the last job what I get? Or I've gotten? Or is this really I like people? And I think when you hate people, you can't do this job. Or when you don't like people, you can't do in gastronomy and also in the hospitality, not don't do the job. Or
I think it's not that people would hate people. I think it's about in our values, priorities again, And unintentionally, we show this through our behavior. On the other hand, nowadays, I see a lot of people are just in a hurry, and this is like within a mentality of people. So whenever you're in a hurry, you don't have time for some small talk, you don't talk to the neighbor, you don't know anything about the person who's living in the neighborhood for 10 years, maybe, because you're all the time in a hurry, in a hurry, in a hurry, never have time for this. So the same as like in hospitality, there are some standards, expectations. But again, like we work in IT as well. So I remember I was speaking to one system architect, and she was saying, sometimes I think that managers are thinking that people in IT overall are technical people. They don't need emotional, they don't have a need emotional connection, and they don't have emotional intelligence or something. They are just about the specific numbers, tasks, and so on. But what we need is human connection. I love when my manager, this is what she said, when my manager asks me how my cat is, knows the name of my cat, and knows the name of her husband, and ask how her day is, and so on and so on. It's like it is important, and people want to feel important. So,
The soft facts, right?
yeah.
And connecting the dots and belonging, right? So this deepest wish. Okay. Thanks for the third episode, and for being the first guest here in this podcast development. I don't know where it goes with this journey. So, but there was a need, and especially we are together in this international team with over 30 different people from over 30 different countries on the world. And so the first recommendation, oh, I like the podcast, but it is in German, I didn't understand. Especially greetings here to Danny, to Malaysia. And so sometimes you need the impulse, the kick from the outside, and then like you do it in every time, test it. What can happen in the worst case? Getting a new hater, we know now you haven't hater. Maybe it's a kind of understanding, or people said, hey, wow, was really good, and it's not hating, and the closed eyes, or a little bit laying back, cross the arms, and so on. It's more, oh, it's interesting. It also can be a perspective. The medallion has every time two sides and a binding framing. So, we're coming now to the end. Thank you for your time. In 1 week, roundabout, we have the publishing here. And last words for the day to you, from you.
Staying with us. Not everything what is as we think it is. Sometimes it can be more.